With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says that Hamas must, in his words, be good or be eradicated. He told that to reporters.
We're going to give it a little chance, and hopefully there will be a little less violence. But right now, you know, they're violent people. Hamas has been very violent. But they don't have the backing of Iran anymore. They don't have the backing of really anybody anymore. They have to be good. And if they're not good, they'll be eradicated.
Vice President Vance arrived in Israel today, joining Presidential Envoy Steve Witkoff and the President's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, as they try to keep tabs on the fragile ceasefire. Senator Tom Cotton says he hopes Democrats will vote to open up the government now that their big No Kings rally is finally behind them.
I guess they thought, as Chris Murphy said last week, that he was protesting in defense of democracy, which is a curious conception of defending democracy, since he keeps voting to shut down our democratically elected government.
Senator Cotton made his comments in an interview with the Salem Radio Network. What police say could have been a mass shooting at the Atlanta airport was thwarted, and it's all because a concerned family saw something and said something.
We have taken in custody and have under arrest a Billy Cagle, age 49.
Atlanta Police Chief Darren Shearbaum.
Cartersville Police Department was alerted by the family of Mr. Cagle that he was streaming on social media, that he was headed to the airport, in their words, to shoot it up.
Cagle arrived at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport in a Chevrolet pickup truck, parked outside the terminal doors, and appeared to show interest in TSA security before he was questioned and taken into custody.
When we went to that vehicle, we found inside a Springfield AR-15 assault rifle.
I'm Jennifer King.
Not far from the close on Wall Street, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by 261 points. The S&P 500 up by 5, and the NASDAQ off by 22. This is SRN News. Senator Josh Hawley is taking on Obamacare.
The Missouri Republican has introduced a bill that would bar the government health insurance initiative from paying for abortions or sex change operations on children. Hawley says, quote, "It's time to ban abortion and gender transition procedures for minors on the health care exchanges. No more loopholes." The fate of the legislation is uncertain. Republicans have a comfortable majority in the House, but a very narrow one in the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is blasting China for a rash of detentions. The Communist Party there has been rounding up pastors across the country in recent weeks, along with some of their parishioners. The clergymen do things like lead house churches and small groups of believers who meet for worship in private homes in defiance of the Communist Party there. And the ministry says that with the arrest, the CCP once again has demonstrated its utter contempt for the idea of religious freedom. This is SRN News. Amazon says a massive outage of its cloud computing service has been resolved as of yesterday evening after a problem disrupted internet use around the world. Here's the BBC's Joe Tidy.
It's all down to something called DNS, which stands for Domain Name System. There was some sort of a code change to the DNS system that they use in a Virginia data center at Amazon. It's one of the biggest in the world, actually, and it's so much of the world's internet traffic flows through that data center. And when things go wrong, like, for example, with DNS, what it means is that the computers around the world can't access the online services.
That is BBC's Joe Tidy reporting. The Amazon disruption took down a broad range of online services, including some kinds of social media that were deeply impacted, as well as gaming, food delivery services, streaming, and financial platforms. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.